systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is a Wednesday, September 8th, 2010, and her name is Danny.
And his name is Matt.
And that's Sean.
It's a sad day.
Can we not train wreck in the beginning, please?
That was good. Why is it a sad day, Matt?
I don't know. This is episode 398, the Wednesday Night Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Of course, thejamhole.com/live is where you should be watching these at. If you want an email when the show goes live, follow us on justin.tv. There's a link on the main page under all the Jamhole stuff. You can follow us there, and then as soon as we hit broadcast, you get an email, and it's like, yo, the Jamhole and or / comma colon hotbox is about to start. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Great. We do these things live. Tuesday, Saturday, we do the other thing live.
Look how easy internet makes our lives.
Love the internet. You could even call us, 406-204-4687.
Fuck yeah.
And you should call us because we'd love to hear from you.
We would love to hear from you, especially if you have beef with any of us.
Oh, please.
You should definitely call in.
I've heard that we are the most hated podcasters.
Unless, you know, you're busy having another
Skype date.
You guys are the most hated. I mean, I'm pretty well loved, I think.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah, we've deemed ourselves hated. So.
Well, other people have deemed us hated, but that's fine.
Yeah.
It's unanimous decision.
True. Yeah, pretty much. It's cool, though. I like it. I'm a maniac.
Hey, there was a quote the other day that reminded me. It said, love me or hate me, either way, I'm on your mind.
That's right.
So
that's right.
There you go.
Love that.
That one's for you, buddy.
Do you want to talk about that for a quick minute or what?
Well, actually, we got an email from 26.
All right,
let's
hear
this. It's been a while
since
we've heard from him, one of our oldest listeners, not oldest age-wise, but been with the show since the beginning almost.
Yeah.
And he writes a letter from 26. Please read on the show. I will. I'm gonna, right now. This is regarding the last episode, 397, where Danny and Matt argue about her visit to the hospital. Matt really came off like a douchebag, no better than a Jersey Shore cast member.
Nice.
Oh, ouch,
nice.
Bro.
Right. Love that.
Dang.
Sick burn.
That cuts deep, man.
I know. Well,
that's serious, man.
The truth sometimes, right? I think I have a theory to this. Matt is afraid of being a sensitive faggot, so he overcompensates by being an insensitive, sarcastic asshole. No!
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Bitching about sex to your girlfriend who has a fever is fucked up. All right. Are we 12? Because that's something a dumb teenager would do. In my opinion, Matt needs to strike a balance between oversensitivity and insensitivity.
True.
However, I doubt this happening, and Danny is a fool if she thinks Matt will change. Also true. Call me a nihilist, but most of the time people change ... for the worse. If Matt isn't willing to try not to be a disingenuous, sarcastic douchebag, then the fights over it will never stop. And Jesus Christ, this looks like a recap for a bad soap opera. Because it is. Yours in Christ, 26.
Well, what are your feelings on that?
My feelings?
No, if I may interject.
I'm an insensitive faggot. I don't have feelings.
Let Sean interject.
If I may interject.
Red Fox says he agrees.
As soon
and
as he's done.
26 hits that on the head.
I agree, Red Fox.
I also agree.
You know, I would have to say that I think there's a lot of truth to that because sometimes people who are very sensitive build up those walls very thick, and it
because
makes it easy.
We're afraid of being hurt ourselves.
We're afraid of being labeled sensitive faggots.
Yeah,
and being hurt.
How does that label feel? How does it fit? Is it a slim fitting?
It just reinforces the thought that I should probably just be a fucking asshole to everybody.
I look at Matt's life and I look at my life and I'm like, yeah, Matt's got it figured out.
Nah, I just try to hold on to some kind of sense of decency and rightness and, you know, I don't know.
And I'm just
Call
a plain
me silly.
Old douchebag RSO, you know?
I don't know.
I'm an unregistered.
I guess I just believe it's not worth throwing in the towel just yet. You know.
Wait, like what towel?
Well, the towel. I can let the world beat me.
Towel.
I can let the world beat me down
or kill yourself
and give up. You
right,
know?
Right.
Or I can keep. You know, as you hard
back.
As it is to try
fight
and
back.
Hard as it is to try and be a good person and live differently. I can continue to do that. You know.
That's right. And I just what you guys see on this show is a very minute fraction of our lives.
Right.
Like, we tell stories about what happens, but the actual real-time stuff that you guys see, that's all you see, is a small chunk. And I understand, you know, it's a show and all that, and you need, that's all you have to base your opinions on, and that's great. We definitely encourage...
He pretty much hit it on the head there.
Right, but it's not like that all the time, and we had
no,
amazing sex after that show.
We
and
did.
Everything is cool, you know.
Well,
it's
hate
just,
sex usually is pretty good.
Fucking A.
No, it wasn't.
But see, what
sex.
Happens is you'll strike a nerve with something that you say, and then I'll just... That'll be the end of it.
Try to make a joke.
Completely
and
unfiltered
like, oh.
And, yeah. And I take it too far, and that's my fault. But hey,
you
I'm
know
an
what
asshole.
Though?
I'm a maniac.
You know what?
I'm crazy.
In some of Matt's weaker moments, he can be a pretty damn good person.
He can
you.
Be.
When he lets his, you know,
let's
his,
try
his,
and not put that out there.
When he
too
lets
much.
The shell, when he comes out of the shell,
my hard candy shell.
Yes. It's like an artichoke.
He's like an M&M,
oh
all
God.
Pointy and prickly on the outside, but just sweet as sugar on the inside.
Something like that.
No homo. No homo.
No homo.
Yeah, sometimes you do push it a little too far, and I've talked with you about trying to work on that.
And then, you
so,
know, I try. We yeah. all try. That's all we can do is try.
Mm. Well, you know what Yoda said.
I've changed a lot for you.
Yes, you have.
That's not what he said.
Thank
but
you. That's not what Yoda said.
No.
And so I would appreciate if you tried a smidge harder.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Burger says, I think I saw them love each other once when I came there. Well, at least Danny helped Matt fix his penis. That
I
is
did.
True. That's love right
that
there.
That is real love, bro.
You get a cyst that bursts on your dick and blood's everywhere. You know that girl loves you if she's right there, like, laughing at you while she's... dabbing
up,
the blood.
Come on, an exploding penis. I can't help but laugh.
Yeah, Potkins asked what was wrong with it. I had a cyst since I was a kid, and I tried to take it off myself a few times. And you can go back and listen to the
honest,
older shows.
Honest
or
penis.
Better yet, thejamhole.com/250. We talked about it there also.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot us $5. You'll get the first live audience show we did, which I might add... No, I'm going to add.
Oh, okay.
Thejamhole.com/404. We're doing it again. September 25th.
The same day as last year.
That's right. Different day, same day.
I'm thinking, you know, next time we might want to move it towards the summer a little bit more.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes. This will be fun.
I think we're encroaching on a early winter.
We're going to all, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be a three-dog night. We're all going to be butt-ass naked trying to conserve our body heat because we're freezing to death.
Sounds like a good party, though.
Shit, yeah.
It does. I get to be
down.
In the middle. I'm the sandwich.
Awesome.
In the middle. I'm the filling.
Sounds good.
Alrighty.
The cream filling.
Yay.
I'll be a piece of white bread.
Awesome.
Can
awesome.
Matt be wheat?
I guess, if that's
okay.
your flavor.
Sourdough.
Ah,
yeah,
even better.
Yeah, that's yeah, if you were bread, you would be sourdough.
Burger says, I helped. I gave them a first aid kit, but
totally
wasn't
did.
About to give a helping hand.
He
yeah.
totally did give us a first aid
that was
kit.
Awesome.
I remember that.
Yeah, you don't want to tie that tourniquet too tight.
That's right.
That one.
You won't got much to work with as is.
No.
I mean.
But I'm a very loving girlfriend, and I will take care of
well,
you.
Well, I'm a maniac. I'm insane. I'm crazy.
I know, and you always have an angle.
You're angry.
I have a motive for everything I do and an angle.
I know,
you're
huh?
just angry is what it is.
Is that it?
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like I'm a generally a happy-go-lucky person.
Well, you kind of are, but you're also generally a really
cynical.
Fucking angry person,
well,
too.
I mean, who isn't? You'd have to be an idiot not
no.
to be, right?
True that, I guess.
I mean, look around.
Can't argue with you there. I'm
Thank you.
Equally as angry, and I'm sure Danny is, too.
You angry?
I'm always angry.
Angry at the state of the world?
Oh, yeah.
That's the case, too. Everybody's mad at the world.
Yeah.
You should see me driving when I'm not in a good mood. I'm like, motherfucker, move!
MDS says, I stayed far away with Danny and laughed.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
all had a good laugh at my penis's expense that day.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure has happened many times in your life.
Won't be the first.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be the
Thanks.
Last. Awesome.
You guys can tell I'm joking now. All right.
When is he ever serious? He's always joking. Everything's a lie. Everyone's out to get us.
It's all bullshit with that guy.
Yeah, well, I do have some bad news.
Wow, what's up?
Is it a sad day?
Yeah.
Is this why?
Sad kittens.
What is it, Matt? Tell us what it is.
Just come out with
it, bro.
I
wouldn't cry.
Okay.
It's okay.
Just come out with it. We're here.
Where
for
did
you.
He touch you?
We are here for you, sir.
We're gonna have to end this show.
What?
That's right. The jam hole is gonna have to end.
Sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, guys. It's been a long time coming. You know, I started this show in hopes that one day, me and my idol, Mr. Malley, that we could be best friends
and have butt sex.
That one day I would be his co-host and we would ditch that laugh track and it would just be me and him.
Hey, Matt.
And I've strived my hardest to make that happen.
Hey, Matt.
And somewhere down that beaten path, things went horribly wrong, blew up in my face, and he doesn't want anything to do with me, so we're gonna just end the show.
Well, we can't continue doing the show if your idol hates you. Gosh.
My American
Is that the guy you have all those naked pictures of posted up around your room?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, gosh, I mean, if he doesn't like us anymore, gosh, what kind of fans are we going to have?
I don't think we have any fans.
I don't think we do either.
We only have people that listen to us and hope that we fail.
Like, oh my God.
No.
I will pay you to try and get through 3 minutes of our show without trying to kill yourself.
Would you please? Well, you better just go ahead and send that donation their way, you know, because I'd hate to see them not have enough money and have to actually, you know, get day jobs, God forbid, and end the show. But, you know, just, hey, every donation you make to them is a fuck you to us. Somehow.
Because we strive so hard to make this our day job.
Did you guys hear that?
Really, guys?
Oh,
come on.
Oh, my God. Keith, are you serious? Really, guys?
Fucking A. Grow up, people.
Oh, wow.
It was a fucking simple heads up. We don't care about you. We don't care about your show.
I care about him deeply.
We don't care if you talk about us on your show, okay? There's no angle. There's no ploy.
Everybody's out to get that guy.
Like, maybe he just doesn't get it. He's like, is he like Papa Pill?
I don't know.
He thinks everybody's out trying to fuck him over or something.
That's a lot of it. He's very paranoid.
You know, that's a sign of narcissism.
A little bit, maybe.
It is, actually.
He thinks that everything we do that, you know, has to deal with him is something to get us mentioned on his show. In all honesty, dude, we have fans. Okay.
We have a couple. We have very loyal friends.
We have, yeah. we don't need your pity fans, okay?
Well,
we're good. We don't need your sympathy and talk about us on the show, okay? We don't need that.
And the
you
funny thing
that
is, we weren't saying nothing. I let it go after the Skype date thing, which I only brought up because he mentioned something first.
It
about,
was cute. Okay, you know what? You're having a Skype date. Yeah, I'm going to laugh about it, okay?
Yeah,
it's a
come on.
Fucking
let's
retarded.
Hold on. Let's. Can we be adults
my girlfriend's
for a minute?
All the way over where? I can't touch her. I can't kiss her. I can't make love to her, dude. At least we here together and I can touch my boyfriend.
I'm just saying, put yourself in somebody else's position, and if somebody was talking about, oh, I just went on a date over Skype with my girlfriend that lives on another continent, you would make some fucking fun of that, because it's
also
funny. It's funny. Come
also,
on.
At least I have the ovary
well
to get up and actually talk and not just be a laugh track.
Well, she talks sometimes.
Hardly.
Sometimes.
And when she does,
she's
it's
business.
Contradicting Keith because she knows he's fucking being a retard. She pointed
it's
out
all
to
in
him.
Good
she's
fun.
Like, you're being an enabler. You need to just shut up. And he didn't listen. She had it in the right the first time. You
That's
know?
Right. Keep
I kind of like her.
Keep my name
she's
out of your
right,
mouth.
You know, she's genuinely okay and everything. But yet, one, get your word in a little bit more. Get over, you know, push Paul Bunyan to the side and, you know, get in there and talk a little bit more and don't just let him push you around like he has been.
All I'm saying
you say
is,
my boyfriend treats me like shit. At least he doesn't talk all over me constantly.
Hey, that's not her boyfriend anymore, okay?
Or, yeah, whatever, co-host, show, whatever.
But all I'm saying, just keep my name out of your mouth and we'll keep it the same. That's
exactly.
All.
This
that's
is the all. Last time we'll be mentioning you unless you decide to retaliate.
If you call it that.
And I really like how I got pulled into it this time. And
yeah,
her, you know what? Fuck her,
you,
too.
Fuck you, too.
And, oh, and this is not the Matt and the Girl show, and I do have a name. It's Danny.
Nah,
so,
that's fine.
Yeah.
I just thought
you
that can, was
next time you say fuck you, Danny.
That's right. Please. Daniel.
Yeah, this is kind of the Matt and Danny and that guy show.
Pretty
and
much.
And Sean. You say your fucking name
Sean
at the beginning of the show.
I get referred to as that guy a lot. I have too many names to list them all.
Ooh, Amesby. Gotta be the catty bitch in the chat. She says, and what do you do for the show, Danny? I don't see much. At least she built a company with him. Well,
ooh,
with
she,
the back,
oh yeah,
hold
with
on.
The help of her brother.
With yes, with the investment backing of her very rich brother. Right. If we had an unlimited source of income, I'm sure we
I
could
help
create a
artistically
very
with
large
quite
empire.
A few things. And I fuck this poor guy so he doesn't come on the show freaking out.
That's right. And be
okay.
Even more of a maniac than I already am.
She's
I'm
an
crazy.
Enabler.
I might kill somebody. I don't know.
And I actually do have witty comments to
but,
throw in.
Well,
so.
Sometimes. But yeah, it's,
oh, yeah,
it's the same formula. There's tons of podcasts out there. The only reason you guys are as popular as you are is because you've been doing it the longest. We've said this many times. The only key to being popular in the podcast game is longevity. If you put your shit out there long enough, eventually there's 6 billion fucking people in the world.
True.
Most of those have computers and shit. Eventually, you're going to find that niche that likes what you're saying. Just because you started it 5 years ago and, you know, somebody else started it last week or whatever.
Amesby says, not really. Obviously, this girl doesn't like me. And I really honestly
Amesby
don't care
doesn't
anymore.
Like anything.
But,
that's
you know.
That's why she's divorced.
Yeah, okay, fine. I don't bring anything to the show. Would you like me to just leave and not, you know,
no.
Be the co-host anymore? Does that, you know, make the show better? What do you want from me, woman?
That's right.
You know.
I'm banning everybody.
Please, tell me
I'm
what
crazy.
You want. I fucking tear down all this shit and pack it up with Matt and set it up for live shows and shit. Go across the country and deal with Paul Bunyan and his fucking mop head of a girlfriend.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay,
I like her hair.
Eh.
Trolls are cool.
Trolls
totally
are cool.
I'm totally kidding, and that's what somebody else said about them a long time ago. Anyway, MDS says, I disagree, Matt. They're good at what they do. It's not just longevity. A lot of it is longevity. They have a good dynamic. He's funny most of the time. They have a good dynamic. But the majority, you could be the most talentless piece of shit. Exhibit A, the sure. Jam hole. All you have to do is do it long enough, and you're going to find other talentless pieces of shit that like what you're saying. That's all it is, you know? This is your word now.
We're passing the ball to you now.
When it's the right time. Is it the right time for me to say something now?
Yeah, sure. Now is the time.
Do I bring listening. Anything to this show, Sean?
You do.
Tits and ass.
I agree you do.
All day.
All right. Then why are people saying I don't? It's, I don't know. Whatever. You hate me, fine.
Well, you know, a co-host's okay. Job is to be the yes man, the
Ed
McMahon,
McMahon,
if you will.
To
yeah.
My Johnny Carson.
You know.
Awesome. And I would like to say, though, that when he was talking about at the cruise, talking about how me and Odie, like, saw them and ran and dived over tables and was, like, all up in their way. That's totally not how it happened. If you are on the cruise, you will know that. Listen to the episode after that. We were thanked for being so helpful. We walked over there, introduced ourselves, and said, hey, mind if we chill with you guys? And they said, no, come on, have a seat. And then we sat down.
Are you sure he wasn't just being nice?
Maybe. I don't know.
She's like, oh, psycho, they're coming over here. Oh, hey.
Just be nice. They're more crazy listeners of ours.
Be
but
nice.
Anyway, that's all I want to say about it. I just thought we'd mention that. And good luck.
Done and done.
Good luck to you and yours. Good luck to me and mine. And I'm going to now make it my goal to do one more episode than they do.
We are,
just
we are
because
now,
of what that listener said.
We are probably the most hated podcasting couple out
nah,
there.
That's cool.
It's all right.
I don't give a fuck.
I just love got her. Told by one of our fans that I'm hated. So.
Well, there you go. That's love right there.
It is love. Hate me.
Love or hate, still an obsession.
It's right.
Hey.
It's right.
Still thinking about
that's
it.
That's right.
Still thinking about me. I'm on your mind,
for the,
baby.
thanks for the plug.
Woo!
Unbelievable.
You did so. Good. That plan was executed perfectly, Matt.
Thank you. I know,
you're
right?
Welcome.
Not bad.
When I seen you drawing out your diagrams and shit,
I know.
I was a little skeptical at first.
You didn't think it was going to work.
I didn't. But you know what?
I
you fooled me, or you proved me wrong, so I'll give you that $5.
Oh,
I
and MDS
thank
says,
you.
Yeah, I was there at the exact moment on the cruise. I remember it the way Matt does.
Thank you, MDS. Thank you. And I, yeah, we helped out. You know, it wasn't anything like he's like, oh, I've hated him since the beginning. No, dude, we were fucking kind of buddy-buddy then, unless you were just being a fake fuck, in which case, sure. Okay.
It's basically you're both douchebags.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Every podcaster's a douchebag. Come on.
Pretty much.
I mean,
we talk shit. Come on.
That's right.
That's what we do.
So, all right. Well, good luck to everyone involved. Watch the latest episode, Dating in the Dark, and I gotta say, I've been waiting for this to happen.
Oh, yeah?
We had three white gentlemen, two white women, and a black woman.
Was she yummy?
She was hot, though. I'll tell you, she was hot, man.
Sign me
up. We had, of course, the male underwear model, of course, who's, I'm sick of girls just wanting me for my looks. I'm gonna take it to the dark room.
They all
say take my
that.
Looks out of the equation.
It's either that or I'm ugly and I don't want them to see me. I want them to get to know me first. It's all the same fucking ploy.
Until, you know, 5 minutes into the dark room, you're taking your shirt off, telling the chick to touch you because your personality is dud.
Touch me. Feel me. See me with
your
hands.
No, I am hot. I'm an underwear model.
So what does that say about people? That they want to be liked for their personality, whether they're ugly or good looking?
Shallow.
It says that people think they want to be liked for their personality, mm-hmm. but when the lights come on and that reveal happens, it all goes to the shallow end. We had the underwear model. Then we had a redneck from Texas.
Mm. All right, nice. Hit it, had heard of.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking.
We had a 27-year-old girl who lives with her parents still and has a curfew still. Hmm. Hmm. Which is interesting.
Winner.
So this is kind of awesome. The first date. It's a group date, right?
Yeah,
you guys are familiar with the show.
Everybody's all at the table.
Right. So the guys are in there first, and the girls come in, and the guys are totally quiet. And they scared the shit out of those girls. It was so funny,
really?
Dude. They waited till the girls sat down, and then one dude, like, slammed on the desk and went, ah! And the girls... Fuck, I was waiting for like 911. Someone just had a fucking heart attack.
And they planned that shit out.
Oh,
it's
so funny.
Oh,
classic.
My God.
Classic bro moment.
Why would you do that, dick face? God.
I thought this was kind of pretty awesome. The underwear model goes on his first date, brings in the strawberries and whipped cream, and does a little trick where I'm going to put the whole strawberry and whipped cream, I'm going to put part of it in your mouth and part of it in my mouth, and we're going to bite down at the same time.
Okay,
so he does that to her, then he goes on his next date, does the same exact thing.
Nice.
Now girls are girls and girls are gonna talk, and especially when there's just three of them and they're in a house like that, you didn't think that the girl was gonna be like, oh yeah, he came in, he was sweet, and he gave me strawberries and whipped cream. And then the next date, the girl comes in and is like, oh yeah, he was sweet and gave me strawberry.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, dude, it was
that's
so
not
great.
Cool, dude. You can't do the same thing with two chicks.
The same time, if it ain't broke, why fix it, man?
Well,
you know,
yeah,
it
but
works,
you can't do the same thing with two different chicks that are living together
on
for
the same
game
show.
True, yeah. It's true, he shouldn't have done that.
Though,
that's
I thought
true.
It was
that
pretty
was a
funny.
Dumbass
Molly's
fucking
on Dead
move.
Says, and gave them all herpes.
And gave them, absolutely. And yes. Now they all have herpes. Fucking awesome. And I was just like, duh, dude, the girls are talking. Come on. Even if you've never seen this show before.
Chicks are going to talk. They're not just going to walk in and be like, yeah, what's
that's the
date.
Majority of the show is the chicks all talking about the dudes and the dudes talking about the chicks.
That'd be so great if I went on there and just like didn't say a fucking word when it came out. They'd be like, how was it? I'd be like, yeah.
I know. Because usually what happens is a girl will be like, oh my God, it was so dreamy and awesome.
Oh my God, he was so awesome.
And then the other girl's like, well, I want awesome, and then they go. Now there's
you
a
don't talk.
Yeah.
You don't.
No, he was ugly.
Shut.
His breath stank. He farted.
Yeah,
he tried to touch my pussy. It was just a very uncomfortable experience.
I can feel him falling out of his pants.
Well, yeah, of course I'm gonna go out on a second date, but it was just
I'll give him another chance. Okay, maybe I can get past the fatness that I felt, but. Yeah, and the halitosis. We'll work on that.
And so then they go through and, they do their thing and everything. And the reveal was brilliant because the one dude.
So did the dude, actually get into the black chick? Was he like, oh, man. And wouldn't he feel her hair? Like, does she have, like.
You would think, racist. You would think.
Wow.
No, I mean, like, what kind of hairstyle did she
well,
have?
Well, it doesn't feel it like was, sheep's wool or something.
Yeah,
it's
no,
hair,
it wasn't
you know?
An afro, if that's what you're
No, I mean, sometimes, black chicks will do it differently.
Yeah,
you
no,
can
she
feel
had normal.
It's a black black chick.
It was normal hair, definitely. But it was awesome because the one guy like goes and he's digging on her and everything, and the lights come on. And as soon as he sees that she's black, he gets this disgusted, weird look on his face. It was so fucking...
She didn't have an accent. She didn't,
It was so priceless, dude. It was so priceless.
Wow.
And then, so he goes back, and the guys are like, so what? He's like, she was cute. She was really pretty, but he had a bummed out look on his face. And they're like, but what's up, dude? What was her skin tone? And he's like, brown. And they're like, one dude said it. He's like, she was a black chick? And the dude was like... Yeah, she was a black chick.
Oh my god, he's all like, downy sounding.
He's like, I've never dated a black girl before, oh my so god. I don't
he's
know.
Scared is what
so
it is.
So venture outside of
but
your box,
the
dude.
Funny thing is, yeah, he did. He
good.
Ended up doing it.
Good.
He went out on the balcony, she was out there, and he fucking...
Fucking,
and
yeah.
Of course, my favorite part of this whole show, the split, like, 1.5 seconds of the limo driver's face.
Mm-hmm.
When the couples are coming out and they're all giddy and happy.
Yep.
He looks like he's about to
pissed.
Just blow his fucking
brain. In every
he's
episode,
like,
doesn't
it's
he?
It's the same guy.
Wow.
For every date. Like, you watch the dude drive away and then the next couple comes out. It's the same dude again.
He looks like he hates his life.
He fucking hates... Oh, it's so priceless, dude.
Oh, that poor guy.
It's so brilliant. But yeah, I don't know. I don't like watching much reality TV at all, but
that's
that show
one.
It's just a cool experiment. It's a brilliant fucking experiment.
Well, it's getting
now,
the same thing over and over again, kind
of. My question is, these people are always, none of them are from the same state. Like, one dude was from Texas, one chick was from Wisconsin.
Yeah, how do they continue dating?
So
after
that's
that?
What I'm thinking. Do they do Skype dates? That's comfortable. I'm thinking they go out on their one date and stuff and get totally hooked on each other, and then the show's like, well, good luck.
Yeah,
figuring
I know.
It out.
Yeah.
That's F.
I'd like to see some follow up on that.
Right.
Like, where are they, you know, next week? Did the dude burn
should,
a
you know
cross
what?
In her fucking yard?
I'm
going to
apply for that show.
Dude, they
see,
probably
they
just go
out.
They probably just go get their checks and are like, well, good work, everybody.
Yeah,
another
no
reality
shit,
TV
huh?
show
no
done.
Shit. They're all, I don't know, the last couple episodes, there's always been like one personal trainer, one dude that used to be a personal trainer, and then like some weird geek guy or something. Pretty good stuff, though. I enjoy it. Mm. So.
We should both apply for it and see what happens.
Oh, God, that would just be so much fucking fun.
I'm not making out with anybody in the dark and shit, but I think it would be hilarious for, you know, personalities like us to
oh,
go
man.
On there.
Oh,
oh
man.
My God. We just pick each other.
I'd go in there with all of my angles.
All of
all
your
of them. I'm coming at it from all 360 degrees, man.
Plots galore.
Man.
That's right.
Yeah, you need your plug.
So fucking
while
A.
you're on there, plug the jam.
Hey, guys, can you talk about
so
my podcast,
times.
Please? Please, pretty please?
I'm a podcaster.
Will you write a story about it in your shitty little newspaper?
Right.
Thank you, because I was so serious. All right, moving on. Did you guys hear about this? This is kind of creepy. The FBI and other police agencies do not need a search warrant to track the locations of American cell phones. A federal appeals court ruled in a precedent-setting decision. Which,
whoa.
Okay, well, here, let's... in the first decision of its kind, a Philadelphia appeals court agreed with the Obama administration that no search warrant signed by a judge based on a belief that there was probable cause to suspect criminal activity was necessary for police to obtain logs showing where a cell phone user had traveled.
Hmm.
Now... Mm. This, maybe before all the social networking stuff, okay, mm-hmm. this is a total huge deal.
Yeah.
But nowadays, we have Foursquare, Dodgeball, Facebook Places, what are some of the all
Twitter.
That. Twitter sometimes even, but I'm talking about the apps that are more just strictly location-based check-in stuff.
Mm. Oh.
You know where you're going to be at, when you got there,
Tom-tom
how long.
And shit.
Right, so... Do they really, does this even need to be a decision, like, warrantless cell location tracking, just go on the internet. People are more than happy to tell you where they're at, how long they're going to be gone away from their home, where their home is, all that stuff. So it seems, I don't know, it seems kind of odd that, you know, we're more than happy to put that information out there. But then when, you know, when it gets us in trouble, we're like, oh no, that's not what I meant to do. Mm. Three-judge panel of the Third Circuit said tracking cell phones does not require the traditional probable cause determination enshrined in the Fourth Amendment, which prohibits government agencies from conducting unreasonable searches. The court's decision, however, was focused on which federal privacy statutes apply. Privacy is dead. Social network.
Pretty much.
We are more than happy to put anything you want to know about us out there. And yep. more and more people are starting to get like that. And yep. it's, I mean, it's cool, I guess. It's,
it's like having your story told.
It's narcissism of. At the ninth degree. Like, everyone, the internet's a big megaphone now, and everyone is talking. No one's really listening that much. Everyone wants their story to be heard, but no one wants to listen to anybody else's story.
MDS says, you made us RSVP for 404 on Facebook, Matt. Now it's your fault if we get robbed while we are in Kalispell.
No, it's your fault for putting your home location on your Facebook also.
True.
True.
Very so. True.
But the panel sided with civil liberties groups on an important point. It agreed that in at least some cases, judges may require investigators to obtain a search warrant. That is, however, an option to be used sparingly.
Hmm.
Some questions are likely to be resolved in future proceedings once the case returns to a lower court. It is still an open question as to whether the Fourth Amendment applies to cell phone records. The EFF, good guys, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, their attorney Kevin Bankston said after the ruling, quote, "This decision does not definitively answer the question of the Fourth Amendment status of cell phone location records." So, I don't know. Hmm. It's going to be interesting that this data is out there in more than just your cell phone records. It's out there on your Google Buzz, your Foursquare, your Facebook Play. It's out there
everywhere.
But that doesn't necessarily give your pinpoint location, you know, to the square...
Sometimes it does.
You know.
Sometimes it does.
It does.
Sometimes
at all times?
Does. We're not talking... Well, I mean, you check into... Let's say we go to Anna's for the 404 show. We all check in. You know we're at Anna's, you know?
Right.
And that information's public.
Okay, well, what about when you're just driving home from work or something? See, what I'm saying is...
Well, right. This, see, that only applies
with
this, to
with
those
the cell phone,
base.
As long as you have your cell... They can track wherever your cell phone is at any time.
GPS, right.
They can pretty much make, like, a movie out of where you've been
exact
the whole day. They can
latitude
track your every
and
move.
Longitude
yeah.
coordinates.
That's a little more intense than Facebook or things like that. I see what you're saying, though.
Some
we don't
people,
care.
Though, link that stuff to their sites also from their phones.
Their GPS just, coordinates
like Google
off
Latitude.
Their phone.
Google Latitude. You can sign up there, and if, say, I'm on there and I have it to automatically detect my location, whenever you go to that site, it shows exactly where I'm at. It's kind of creepy, but again, we put it out there.
So do you guys think that it's right or wrong for them to not need warrants to do that?
I think that
I think it wouldn't have mattered anyway because of how much shit is already out there.
Mm. Right. Well, so. That's what I'm saying. I think that if you put it out there and they get it from, you know, from a public internet site, then I don't think they need to because it's
right.
public information.
Because
yeah,
there are
freedom of information.
I think
stuff,
if they're
you know?
Tapping in and tracking your cell phone movements or something, though, then maybe, yeah, you do need a warrant for
what
that.
What do you think, Danny?
Well, I think, you know, there's people out there that take precautions just to stay away from that. I mean, like, look at my parents, for Christ's sake. I mean,
right.
they're off the grid. You know, they don't have any internet shit, not any fucking posts saying, you know, where they are, not their phone number, not fucking their address, not nothing. So it'd be pretty hard to get a hold of them, you know? But there's people like
but
us.
But do they
have
a cell phone?
They do, but it's
go.
A track phone. It's not even in their name.
Well.
Do track phones have GPS in them? I think they do.
I think all of them, yeah, all new cell phones do because of the 911.
They were required,
thing.
That's right.
The 911 location.
Does the GPS work when it's not on?
Yep. The only way to disable that is to take the battery out, I think. Huh. And even then, you might still get some residual signal. I don't know for
I don't
a fact.
Know.
But
they don't use it for shit because my mom doesn't know how to
I
work
just
a
know
phone.
In movies, you always see that they take the battery out and then they stomp on the phone.
Yeah.
just to be safe. You
but,
know?
You know, but then there's people
they
like
can't
us
just leave
who
the
have,
phone. They got to stomp
right.
on it.
Who have almost everything about us out there. You know,
right.
I don't have my phone number out there.
I do.
Really?
Sean does. Well, sure I have my Google Voice number.
Well, I don't.
Text me. 406-848-1-SEX.
Still waiting on that. Those booty calls, ladies.
That's
right. My number's out there.
So. I put out enough. I don't put out everything.
See, I didn't put out my personal cell number, though.
See,
I put out my Google Voice number.
All I have
number.
Is my personal
right.
cell number.
Right. So if it becomes a problem, I can just get a new number and
right,
not
right.
have to change my main number.
Right.
Sean, on the other hand, he put his personal cell phone number out
there. Oh, that's right.
You want to just give it out to the listeners?
No, I'm not going to go that far.
Make them work for it?
Yeah, you're going to do some research.
MySpace.com/LyricalForce.
Yeah, just look it up.
I'm sorry. But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting just because, you know, with all this new technology, there's no precedent set for any of this stuff. So that's what they're doing here. And if
you know,
the
honestly,
wrong precedents get set, that's going to fuck some shit up.
Honestly, it's not like they haven't had the technology to track our every move for years now, and it's not like they haven't been doing it, you know. So
okay,
really
Burger says I got your personal cell phone number, Matt, and Red Fox says me too. Okay, so
some people do.
Of you have it, but remember,
MDS has mine.
I have yours also, so let's just keep that in mind.
Yeah,
I have both of yours,
and I'm a maniac. You don't know what I'll do.
Mm-hmm. No,
you don't know which angle.
He might try to become your friend.
I might try and be your best friend. You don't know.
And trust me, people.
And then stalk you.
Trust me, people. You do not want that.
No, nobody
Matt,
wants that.
You do
that.
Not want Matt as nobody your best friend.
That. Potkin says I'll probably look it up and call it a rap battle.
All right, nice.
You want a rap battle right now? 406-204-4687. Let's do it.
The show.
Call in if you want a rap battle, Sean. So.
Anyway.
All right. moving on here. Excuse me.
Breathe.
Two students, an Australian and an American, have been sentenced to detention after setting fire to a friend in a drunken prank that went horribly wrong.
All right.
Now, see, maybe that's the kind of friend you don't need. I wasn't going to set you on fire, dude. It's cool.
Yeah, I didn't mean to shove the eel up your ass and let it eat everything.
My bad.
Right. I'm sorry. American gap year student Rohan Foley is 21. The Australian Jack William Brown, 20, poured rum over their sleeping friend, 19-year-old Glenn Collins, then set him alight as
a
joke.
That's not a joke.
That's arson.
That's fucked up.
That's a bad joke.
Homicide, man.
That's dude. At what point is it like, hey, this is gonna be funny? Watch this. I'm gonna light my friend on fire. Check this out.
You know what's kind of funny about that? Has anybody ever read the book Fahrenheit 451?
Yes. Back
remember
in school,
how kids kids in that time just started offing each other for fun?
Yeah.
They started doing fucked up shit to each other, like shooting each other, setting each other on fire. Shoving eels up each other's asses.
You mean like, you know, okay, I took hairspray and sprayed it on my stomach and lit the little spot on fire.
Well, we always used to do that, but
little things like that,
you
but
were
I'm not drenching my friends
who's
in rum.
Out.
Right.
Right.
You and were then, awake, alert, and able to put yourself out.
And then lighting him on fire.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's a joke.
It was his 21st birthday, they said. The group had bought
Happy
Foley.
Birthday.
Happy birthday. Here's a free all-expenses-paid trip to the ER. Well, actually, all expenses are going to be paid by you eventually. But,
right.
The group had bought Foley a bottle of rum as a present, and they started drinking before going out for the night. At about 2 a.m., they returned back. Mr. Collins fell asleep in the lounge while others carried on drinking. That's what it is. It's drinking. Mm. One thing leads to another. And
first
you know
person
what?
To pass out.
Gets lit the fuck up.
Yep.
Jesus, dude. Foley and Brown then discussed a prank referred to as a, quote, flamethrower.
No way.
Way.
Whoa.
A flamethrower.
Uh-oh.
Before the alcohol was poured on Mr. Collins and a flame was lit, turning him into a fireball.
Hmm.
Should have been called the fireball.
Maybe.
So when Mr. Collins was like, you know what, for my birthday, I just want to hang out with my bros, I want to get a little drunk, and I just want to get lit.
Just want to get blazed.
I just want to get blazed, I want to get lit the fuck up.
Oh,
well, your wish is their command, apparently. He's now, he went to the hospital with severe burns to his upper body and remained unconscious for 10 days.
Holy
in the
shit.
ICU. 10 days.
Damn.
They torched his ass, dude.
Fuck, man.
He is now recovering at home and receiving treatment, but will be scarred for life. Yeah.
Well, wait. So where was this at?
Australia.
Australia? Oh, man. Because I just saw, you know, I watched Discovery Health.
They were studying.
All the time.
They were studying together at the University of Chester.
Hmm.
Well, you know, Chester. I watched Discovery Health all the time. I was watching trauma in the ER, and there was this burn victim in there that was covered head to toe in fucking burns, just
ugh.
All over.
Dark
him.
Man.
That's
how Dark Man.
Yep.
Started.
Yeah. But this, I don't know. It was kind of weird. It kind of sounds similar. It was like some kind of party accident. Or something, but it didn't explain it on trauma in the ER.
Oh, and going back to that last story about the phone search stuff, Berger says the administration said that it only needs a 2703D order to obtain the information. This requires law officials to show that the records are relevant and material to an ongoing criminal investigation.
Hmm.
But of course, like we said, if the information's out there or the cops have that, you know, that leeway. What's to stop them just doing aim?
All they have to say is that they suspect us of terrorism.
There you go.
And they can do whatever they want.
Thank
they get
you.
Everything
what
they
is
want.
That called? Patriot Act?
Is
that still in? Didn't that expire? Did they
I
renew
have no
it?
Idea.
It, I don't know. All right. So
I think that was, is that the Homeland Security Act or the
something
Patriot
like that.
Act? Which one was it?
I think the one you're talking about is the Homeland Security
That's
one.
Probably it.
The Patriot Act was the first one. And Red Fox says, Matt, you and I both know how easy it is. Is very easy.
Anyway.
Very easy. So, and this happened in Manchester.
Ah.
The kid was Australian, the other American. So they went to Manchester for a party, and that's, yeah.
That's fucked up, man. That's not something you do to your friends.
The fire service attended, and after police inquiries were launched, Foley and Brown were arrested. Both pled guilty to causing grievous bodily harm and were sentenced to 14 months in Young Offenders Institute.
That seems more like a manslaughter type thing.
Rohan effectively ruined his own birthday party after the pair caused life-changing injuries to the victim, the detective said. This may well have been a prank that went wrong in a drink-fueled moment of madness, and the pair may not have wanted to cause any harm, but their reckless actions have had devastating consequences. You know what? When that will never happen? When you and your friends are just chilling out smoking weed.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, hey, I know you're passing out. I'm going to light you on fire. That's a drunk move for
sure. Watch this.
That's a dumbass move.
That's a dumbass drunk ass
move. Not all drunks are dumb like that.
No, well.
You know.
Okay.
A drunk is a drunk, but that's just a dumbass drunk
move. Right. That's a dumb young kid jackass wannabe thing for sure. Needless to say, this case sends a strong message about the dangers of alcohol, particularly spirits, which are highly flammable, particularly when they're poured all over somebody who's sleeping and then lit the fuck up. Right. Both of these men came to this country to better themselves, and now they have been sent to custody where they will have plenty of time to think about their act of utter stupidity against a friend.
That's just... You know what? Don't get drunk and do dumb things. That's all. Come on.
Good luck.
Stop it.
That's like...
Dude, even when I'm wasted and me and my friends or whatever back in like high school and shit, we would think of really stupid shit to do, but we never went and did them.
Right. It was just fun to talk about. I mean, sometimes we would, you know.
Like, yeah, depending on what they were, but it was never anything life-threatening.
It was never causing grievous bodily harm.
I mean, we set a couch on fire in the woods.
But no one was sleeping on it. No one was sleeping on it.
No, but we did burn down a quarter of the wood.
Okay, well, that will happen. But hey, lightning strikes, right?
Right. Life said it best. That's what we blamed it on.
Lightning crashes.
Nobody found out. It was cool.
That's right.
We do some stupid shit, but you just don't do shit like...
Yeah. All right, well, moving on, keeping it going, talking about stupid shit. This is awesome. Turns out Mom was right yet again.
Mom's always
right.
They are.
You can put your eye out playing with unsafe toys. Ah,
no way.
The toy in this case, a handheld laser purchased online by a 15-year-old Swiss boy. According to a letter published in today's New England Journal of Medicine, the boy had ordered a laser pointer with a green light, quote, to use as a toy for popping balloons from a distance and burning holes into paper cards and his sister's sneakers.
I've heard of this.
Those green lasers are pretty... They'll pop a balloon sure, and they will burn a hole in some shit.
I've heard about how you can convert a laser scanner out of a CD player into one of those.
It's all laser. Unfortunately, he ended up burning holes in his retinas instead by pointing the laser at a mirror while trying to create a, quote, laser light show.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah. That.
Oh, my eyes are on
fire. How old was the kid?
15. Do you know enough? Like, you've had friends. Everyone's gotten the red laser pointers, and the funniest thing, for some reason, is to shine it in somebody's eye. Like, oh, it's
while
funny.
They just stand there and say, fuck you, dude.
But the green ones, like, that's a higher milliwatt. That's more milliwattage.
Milliwattage.
That's right, milliwattage. Like, even for a second in your eye, dude, even, like, a glancing pass, like, that will burn a fucking hole in that shit.
Damn.
That's amazing.
Isn't that how they fix your eyes, though?
Yeah, not by shining it, like, all raver style, doonch, 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 you know, like, doing the laser show in the mirror.
Right, right. Hmm.
Unbelievable. Love it.
See, we have laser technology. Isn't that awesome?
Amazing.
30 years ago, they would have never believed.
We actually had to, like, play with our cats with, like, real thing. Now we can just sit on the fucking couch and be like, here, chase this light.
Or you can even use a laser to punish it.
That's pretty fun. That's right.
We have lasers in the hands of the common man.
We need sharks with freaking laser beams.
Possibility now.
That's right. Kansas City police, moving on here, found a shooting victim Monday night running down the middle of a street. Naked, of course.
All right. Naked ones are the best ones.
The cops were called. They were told that the man causing the disturbance had walked away southbound, but not before disrobing.
Mm.
Very honorable.
Very.
Police found the man's clothes on the sidewalk. They later found the man naked except for socks, because, you know, I also keep my socks on.
Why is it naked people always just have socks on, usually?
Because they're not thinking. I don't know.
Socks are nice to have.
That is weird, though.
You know.
You want your feet to get cold?
Why wouldn't you keep the shoes then, too?
I don't know.
I can't walk around.
I can say, honestly, a lot of the times I've had sex in my life, I was butt naked except for my socks.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Red Fox says, I learned how to do the glow stick dance at one point, and they had lasers 30 years ago. Just not like we have now. The lasers 30 years ago were probably as big as this fucking room and emitted some serious radiation. So, the 29-year-old said he was shot and was in pain. He had suffered wounds to his leg and abdomen. Police said he was not able to relay what had happened because of his apparent impairment.
Hmm.
Police believe the victim had been smoking PCP with a relative prior to the disturbance. PCP, man. You end up like Smokey from the first Friday, fucking squawking like a chicken running down the street naked with Mexicans laughing at you.
See, alcohol's not the only thing that makes people do stupid shit.
PCP?
Yes.
And alcohol.
Crack.
Alcohol.
And crack.
Crack.
And sometimes pot.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can do something dumb when you're stoned.
Definitely.
Like,
but
eat everything in your fridge.
I have the firm belief that those people eventually would have ended up doing something dumb without the pot.
Could those same people also have done something dumb without the alcohol?
No, because I think alcohol causes way more...
dumbness?
Changes to your personality more so than pot does. So, and there's that whole violence side associated with the alcohol.
Yep.
Pot doesn't make people violent. You know, alcohol makes people just want to fucking fuck and kill, basically.
Pretty much.
Which is, hey, right on. If you're in the mood to fucking kill, let's get wasted.
When I get drunk, dude, I'm usually a happy drunk, but it really does not take much to turn me into...
a raging cunt?
Yeah, dude. Like, seriously, all it takes is some stranger to walk up to me and be like, hey, I don't like you.
Well, yeah, like a
and
normal
that'd be
guy.
It, dude.
A normal guy, you know, in any setting, somebody bumps him. Sorry. Hey, sorry, man. No, it's all good. Now you take that same normal guy, put him in a bar setting, get him, you know, three shots deep. You know, the 406, we got the bomb weed.
That's right.
That's right. And all of a sudden, he's throwing down.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, normally that wouldn't happen. But
I tend to turn into a really happy-go-lucky.
So do I.
Well, and yeah, some people are, I mean, everyone's different. It affects everyone differently.
Maybe bipolar people just get happy when they're drunk.
Right.
Maybe.
And normal people get angry.
Am I bipolar?
Probably.
I don't get
think
high.
I might be, too.
I get even.
Okay.
Everybody kind of is, it seems like, these days.
We have a 54-year-old Eastside woman. She's being charged with first-degree incest.
First degree,
First-degree incest.
Or is that just the tip or something?
Right.
The second and third degree.
After authorities said she had a 2-year sexual relationship with the adult son she had given up for adoption when he was an infant.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Okay.
Catherine M. Thornton invited her son, who's now 33.
Hi, honey. I'm your mom. I'm sexy.
Yeah, let's fuck.
maybe she didn't tell him.
Maybe.
So she knew, though.
Probably.
Okay, let's find
get
out.
On it.
She invited her son, who's now 33, to come live with her at her home near Kirkland in March after he tracked her down through an adoption agency. In May, the man reported the alleged incest to a Kings County Sheriff's detective. He told the detective that the day after he moved in, Thornton, quote, came into his room and lay next to him. He said day three, she invited him into her room. He said on day four... bada bing, bada bang, baby. They had sex.
Wow. And they both knew that they were mother
and son. Well, that's
what's
weird, right? It doesn't sound like rape. So, did he not know?
And he's an adult, right?
Maybe he just went along with it so that way he wouldn't be kicked out of the house.
Maybe he just needed some pussy.
Dude, you fucked your mom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he didn't grow up with her being his mom, so maybe it felt different for him. I don't know.
Genetically, that's very wrong,
yes.
But mentally,
moral, mentally,
it's just a chick, right?
Yeah.
If you didn't know your mother and you saw her, she's just another bitch, you know?
Boy, Freud would have a field day with this one, dude.
Well.
Yes.
Right. Freudian slip. Oops, just the tip. All right.
Oh.
The man said his sexual relationship lasted until March of 06. It started back in March of 04. The son, who was not being named because he is completely fucking embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because he fucked his mom.
He let it last for a whole year.
Yeah, fucked your mom. What?
For a year.
Yeah. Because he is considered a victim of sexual assault, he was granted a sexual assault protection order against her on Tuesday, barring her from coming within 500 feet of him. His work, home, or school place.
How is that assault?
Assault with a deadly vagina? I don't know. Because she had AIDS? I don't know.
Did she didn't rape him.
No, that's
she
I
didn't
know,
like
right?
touch his wee wee when he was 8.
No,
you know,
he put it in. That's
and
right.
How
she
old
just
was
she
he?
Just abandoned him when he was an infant.
And he's all sitting there, "Oh yeah, call me daddy." She's like, "Oh daddy." Like, "Oh yeah, mommy.
Call me mommy." Wow, that feels oddly familiar.
Oh, sick.
Freudian slip and it's in.
How old was the kid?
33.
Okay, that's
the
wrong.
Man, the kid.
Man, Sean.
The kid was 33.
All right, that's wrong.
Dude, he should get charged for being a fucking dumbass is what he should be.
Yeah, right.
That's a dumbass move.
That's a dumbass move.
Even if
for
it
sure.
wasn't, you didn't grow up with her as your mom and you felt yourself strangely attracted to her or something, that's still like, that's your mom.
That's your mom, dude. But like I said, you don't know. Maybe you didn't know it was your mom. If you've never known her, if she gave you up for adoption when you were an infant, you don't know your mom.
Well, so he was
you
living with her.
You wouldn't know what she'd look like. You wouldn't know anything except for the fact he did know, right? Because he tracked her down. Through an abortion agency. Through an Freudian slip.
Thanks, Mom.
And it's in. Through the adoption agency. So he knew that was his mom. And she knew that was her son. So
that's
you gross. Both are arrested in my fucking book.
That was shit. Intentional, and it's just not
You're both
cool.
arrested for being weird, creepy fucks.
I wonder how old the mom was. I wonder if, like, she...
Well, let's see. If he's 33...
She was probably a teenage mother.
Yeah,
she's 54.
Hope she was teenage... Oh,
he's 33, she's 54.
She was like 21?
I don't care if you're my mom or not. If you're 54, I'm probably not going to have sex with you.
Probably not.
What if she was really
54?
Hot?
A really hot 54?
Isn't Demi Moore like 54?
Yeah, okay. I would
and she's hot,
well,
dude.
I don't know, though, because Bruce Willis was all up in that, and then Ashton Kutcher. I couldn't fuck any chick that Ashton Kutcher was up
really?
In.
Really?
I would just feel like I was being punked the whole time. Come on.
That should be more like you punking him if you're fucking his wife.
Well, it's more like me punking his wife if you want to get down to Brad.
Wow.
First degree incest is a Class B felony. A Fulani.
Fulani?
Fulani. Felony. If convicted, she would face a 12 to 14 month prison sentence and be required to register as an S.O.
Yes. So, sex offender.
Wow, she really got the shaft on this one.
Fucking
She have to, like, walk around the neighborhood and, like,
knock it on doors. On the doors. I fucked my son. Well, he fucked me, but, okay, never mind.
All of his buddies are like, hey.
I live over here, so.
All his buddies are like, hey, when we meet your mom, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Right?
Could you imagine? Like, everyone always gives everyone a hard time. Like, oh, I fucked your mom. He's
how's
like,
your
yeah,
mom?
I did fuck my mom. Wow,
how's
that means
mom?
I get sloppy seconds. Yay.
God, it's so gross.
I can just picture everybody constantly asking him, oh, hey, what's up? How's your mom?
How's your mom? Hey.
You
is she good?
Hey,
fucker.
How's your mom?
Is she really good?
Is she wet? How's your mom?
Huh?
Hey, what's your angle?
You motherfucker. And just, ugh.
Oh goodness! So
that's
much.
Just gross.
How are we surviving day to day with all of this felonious activity happening?
Because you and I and Jonathan here,
we just push forward, man.
We do
because we live in our own little fucking worlds.
Pretty
we
much,
do.
We do. We all work and then we do the fucking jam holes
and then we
rap. And there's rap in there, here and there.
Fuck chicks.
Some sex.
A lot of fucking...
A lot of pot smoking.
Pot and... For me, a lot of booze.
Yeah, for
I
me,
drink
a lot.
A lot
of pot smoking.
I like my drink.
Drugs, the key to sustaining a somewhat happy, a little above the meh bar there of life.
Should just get fucking high, man.
Hey.
Drugs just numb the pain of having high. To face reality.
It's true.
That's right.
True.
How's that part in the song we wrote go? I can't even think of it now.
Growing up, I had a tough time.
That's right. Till I figured out
I should just get fucking high.
Now we smoke off the top shelf. Well, everybody, see, we're not wannabe rappers. That kid didn't know what the fuck he was
talking about. That's decent rap.
We're rappers.
Yes.
Thejamhole.com/music. We got fucking 14 tracks up there. We're rappers.
I mean, we're
sure.
good. We're not great.
We're strongly decent.
We're solid. Very decent.
I think
sure.
you guys are turning out to be very
totally decent.
Dude, we're top shelf of the mediocre section.
Completely
where we're
mediocre.
Top shelf.
That's right. But yeah, like I said, thegemhole.com/music. Check it out. 14 tracks up there, all for free. Enjoy it. Burn them. Give them to your friends. Spread the love around. I re-recorded Autobiography. The first version I did was kind of bugging me. It was a little over the top, a little too enunciated and singy. So I redid the version of that, and I really like the new version. So if you haven't heard it, check it out. thegemhole.com/music. This is entertainment. Fuck Friday. That's up there. The
Red Fox
song,
says,
which I think I'm going to re-record that one tomorrow.
Red Fox says you're doing better than Soldier Boy right now.
Yeah, word to that. You wouldn't know it by the bling, but we try.
Hey, what's better, having street cred and respect from everybody that hears your music or having money?
Potkins says, I wouldn't go that far. Have you listened to Soldier Boy? I would.
Yeah.
That's crap.
Yeah.
Shows you what production power can do for you, though.
I guess. I mean, a little auto-tune. Fuck, everyone's got a hit.
Oh, yeah.
A man stabbed his girlfriend to death.
Yay.
She accidentally blurted out the name of another man as they made love.
Yep.
Oh,
he fucking shanked
that.
She
deserved
that. Gary Higgs.
Really?
Gary Higgs, 44, flew into a rage when his girlfriend suddenly cried out, Christ!
Really?
You kill him after for yelling out
really?
Jesus? Oh, no, Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Oh. Yeah.
He stormed downstairs, grabbed a chef's knife, and stabbed that bitch once in the back and once in the chest. As she was dying from her wounds, he throttled the 41-year-old to death with the electrical flex of their alarm clock.
Whoa.
Stabbed her twice and then fucking throttled her to death. She's 41, he's 44.
Wow.
That's how you do it.
That's brutal.
That's right. He later told police, quote, I asked her why she said Chris, but she said she must have been thinking about her daughter's boyfriend, Chris. Which is, I don't know, maybe a little more weird. Hmm. And here, you guys have to see these people. I'm going to put a link, thegemhole.com/live. Check out that. Look at this fucking prize. And look at him.
Okay.
Couple of fucking winners here. I know, don't judge a book by its cover, but I mean...
Oh, whoa. No wonder she's fucking yelling out some other
name. Well, she's... I don't know.
Yeah, that looks about right, looking at two of them.
Yeah.
Higgs told officers, quote, it didn't make any sense to me, and I was getting more angry. Why was she thinking about her daughter's boyfriend when we were having sex? She was just digging that fucking hole.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't get things out of my mind. I didn't know exactly what I was thinking. I picked up the knife and carried it upstairs to the bedroom. I don't remember thinking I wanted to harm Joe at this time. I was just so mad. Her name is, Billy Joe, probably. I couldn't get out of my head.
Well, dude, think Higgs. About it. I mean, like, okay, if we were having sex and you said some other chick's name,
like out loud,
yeah,
right, okay,
would you stab him?
Probably.
You might actually.
I might.
She would try.
I would
but I'm
very
quick,
angry.
And I would disarm her.
Now,
and
if you yelled out another man's name in bed, Matt would be like, "Who's that?" You know, he probably wouldn't kill you.
No, I'd just be like, yeah, and I'd start yelling it out.
Yeah, I'm Jim.
Yeah.
I'm Jim.
Oh, we're role-playing now.
Do you like Jim?
You be my daughter's boyfriend, and I'll be my daughter. And we'll hang out with this other chick who just got done fucking her son. It'll be great.
Whoa. Next thing you know, the repairman walks in.
I know. Got some leaky pipes you need to fix in. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I brought my Roto-Rooter.
Higgs on. Oh, clean you out, proper. Higgs also said that after he stabbed her, she said, you've killed me.
Well, clearly.
Not yet, but douche! All right, now you're dead. Court heard the couple ditched the, Higgs, who admitted to murder, was yesterday jailed for life and told he must serve a minimum of 15 years. Because, you know, when we jail someone for life, what we really mean is 15 years.
Pretty much. That
good
is
job,
stupid.
Court.
Jail them until they're dead? That's life.
The court heard the couple ditch their long-term partners and moved in together after talking on blank.
Facebook.
Not Skype. Facebook. Thank you.
Mm. Awesome.
So they were each in status update, relationship, it's complicated.
Mm.
They ditched each other's and then got together. And then you want, like... She cheated on a dude. You cheated on a chick, probably. I'm going to just take a shot in the dating in the dark here. And so you expect her to be faithful with you? Why are you so fucking special? If you're fucking a chick and she's cheating on her boyfriend and then you end up being her boyfriend, guess what? The next dude that fucks her, she's going to be cheating on you.
Yeah, that's how it goes pretty much.
Generally. So, I mean, it may seem fun at the time, but, you know, just use it for a fuck. Don't make a relationship and don't leave who you're with.
You can't make a hoe a housewife.
Thank you, Sean.
As the rappers say.
There you go. You cannot.
Right.
I mean, you can fucking try.
Well,
you kill yourself trying. Many men have.
Mm.
We've lost some fine men doing that.
We've lost some fine rappers that way, too.
Fucking A. Fuck yeah. So, yeah, they the prosecutor said they struggled financially. I mean, who isn't? Mm. Right?
Yeah. Economy. That is very true.
Economy got you down. We're having a free show.
Woot.
Shit, yeah. Hey, look, Zachary in the chat. He got his Facebook picture to show up.
What the F? What is
Dana,
it nice.
Danny tried to do that. She couldn't get to work. How do you do that?
I don't know, dude. I totally linked my Facebook on there and everything. If you mouse over my name, it pops up and shit. I don't know. My little icon won't won't pop up there when I type.
Maybe it needs some time. I don't know.
Weird. I don't know.
So, yeah, they financially struggled, of course, depended on her wage as a security officer at a college. She was a security officer. Damn.
Hmm.
So...
Hmm.
And she got stabbed to death.
Early one morning in April this year, a woman waiting at a bus stop heard argumentative screams from a woman coming from that couple's home, and another witness saw Higgs standing bare-chested at the window. The alarm was raised when Miss Kitchen failed to turn up for work, and her daughters could not contact their mother by phone or text or Facebook. The landlord of the house let the two women in, and he found her body in the upstairs room. So, the financial tensions is what the relationship had finally been overcome by. He said, quote, "Those tensions can lead to mistrust and sexual jealousy. It seems you are overcome by your view that she could still be interested sexually in others and be as readily welcoming to conduct an affair with others as she had been with you," which is basically what I just said. So,
yep.
Word to that. Awesome.
There's just, you know what? There's a lot of awesome things that go on in this world, and I am very glad that we have this show to sit here.
I do. You know, it makes me smile.
To sit here and just unravel the world around us.
Because I'm a maniac.
You know?
And sit here and talk about it and discuss and make light of it.
You know, Danny, you're right, because the Jam Hole isn't just a podcast.
It is
That's
not.
Right.
It's a almost life. Therapeutic.
It's a shining
sense.
Light.
It is.
That the world can
we
follow.
We get to sit down
at the
and
end
collaborate
of this shit tunnel
together and have three of our point, you know, all three of our points of view come together.
Fractions of them, at least.
Fractions of them. And just bro it down.
Bro
hey,
down.
Just bro it out, man.
That's
just
what
bro
we do.
It out.
And it, you know what? It's great.
All right, you guys remember a long time ago we did a story about Joseph Fritzl. He was all over the news. He was that Austrian guy that had his daughters locked in his dungeon basement. He raped them. They gave birth. This went on for like years and years, and they caught him, and, you know, they found this whole elaborate locked-up dungeon down there where he kept his wife, he kept his daughters, he raped them, like just fucked up shit, right?
Wow.
Right.
Well, I think we have the American equivalent of Fritzl.
All right.
An American father has been accused of raping one of his daughters repeatedly and keeping another one locked in a tiny room for over a year.
Whoa.
Nice.
He called it
Not.
Narnia.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Jeffrey York is said to have ruled his home with fear and stopped his wife and seven children from seeing any friends and family. Well, when you have seven fucking kids, do you need friends or family? I mean, they're all right there.
Right.
God, stop having... Please.
So out of the seven, he
Fuck.
Was having sex with one and kept one locked in the basement.
Sure, you know, gotta have a spare.
So what was
same
up with
bowling,
the other kids?
Put that one in storage for a little bit.
That's right. I
were
don't
the
want this
five
one.
Five kids
to,
like males or something.
I don't
or?
Want this one to get all used up. You
Save
know?
It for a rainy day.
Loose them up. The alleged abuse was discovered in December after York's wife Danita told police he had raped one of their daughters at their home in Madison Township, Ohio. Ohio, holla to the Ohio listeners. She told authorities they were all physically and mentally abused for years, but hey, in this day and age, who's not?
Mm.
When police arrived at the home, she told them that she and the seven children wanted to leave. The children, two boys, five girls, range in age from 3 months to 19 years old. York has now been charged with 19 offenses, ranging from rape to gross sexual conduct and even child abuse. And of course, his arrest has echoes of Joseph Fritzl, the Austrian father who kept his daughter Elizabeth locked in a hidden room for years and repeatedly raped her. Right. So,
wow.
Her sister told investigators she was only allowed to out to use the toilet and had little access to food or clothing. But
that sucks.
I mean, when you're getting raped by your dad, you don't really need clothes. And I guess
that child is going to be traumatized for the rest of her life. She's never going to be able to live in a normal society or be a functioning member of society.
Pretty
sure. I guarantee you.
You can sedate her and just let her wait to die. I guess. I don't know.
Float
can you have
existence.
Any? Can you have any decent quality of life?
No, dude.
After
your
experiencing
father
that,
rapes you and keeps you hidden in a closet for years on end. Fuck no, dude. You can't live life after that. You're so
maybe
fucked
it depends.
In the head.
Maybe it depends how you deal with it.
Some people could, sure,
you know,
but
might make
I'm
some people stronger than most. You
if
know?
It don't kill you, right?
Pretty much.
It's a horrible cliche.
I don't think.
But I'm
so
saying the majority of people won't be able to handle that.
No.
I don't think I can handle that.
The human mind is a fragile thing.
I would kill myself, first thing.
It does heal with time. Time heals all wounds, as we come to find out. But I don't know, man. You would have the worst daddy issues ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, any guy that ever tried to date you? Fuck.
Don't touch me. She's gonna be if she's going to come out of it, she's going to be a lesbian.
There you go.
For sure.
There you go.
Mm.
Totally. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
all right. Mm-hmm. So,
I've never seen this before.
Detective said, imagine an 8x10 bedroom being cut down into thirds, with two-thirds being storage, one-third being made available for living space.
Wow.
This went on for a year, where this child was locked in this room, periodically let out to poop and pee and all that. Meals were brought to the child once in a while. Access to clothing, the restroom, and everything was restricted by the father. Detectives say they found that one of the girls, aged under 13, had been repeatedly raped, of course.
Of course.
The family were taken to a shelter for abused women, where trained counselors were able to find out the details of the horrific living conditions allegedly imposed by 47-year-old York. The family appears to have been cut off from the world completely. It's not a cult, but they had no real support system and no way for the mother to leave. There were no friends to speak of. The abuse was constant.
Almost sounds like Mormons.
Kinda, right?
Kinda. Mm.
That's fucked up. That's... wow.
So. Almost, dude. That's... things in this world, man. People that do crazy things just...
I know. You give somebody a little bit of power and look what they do with it. You know, it's a... You're supposed
you think
to be the
that's
man.
What it is, a power trip?
You know, kind of, because you're the man, you're the head of the household. Well, for some sick fucking individuals, they're like, this is my chance to just do what
I
want, you know?
As far as...
maybe.
As far as running your household like a cult, no access to friends, no outside family, that kind of stuff, you're right. But I think the rape and that kind of shit, the locked up in a dungeon, there's something wrong there. That's not normal power trip. That's like power trip... and sexual deviancy.
Well,
and
I mean, it probably started as a normal power trip,
right? And then he was like,
"Once
I wonder
got a taste
how,
of power,
right? How far I can go?
That's a sweet drink, my friend."
Fucking A. All right, and the last story for tonight before we wrap it up here: 64-year-old woman fought off a neighbor and dragged him out of her house by his beard. And here, you guys in the live chat, this is why you should watch the live show, so you don't have to wait for me to do show notes to see these stories. Of course. Look at this winner. She dragged him out of her house by his beard after he let himself into her Kansas City home and took his clothes off.
Winner, winner,
chicken
dinner.
The woman said she awoke about 12:50 a.m. Tuesday to find her neighbor standing over her, naked. He allegedly grabbed her arm and said he was, quote, just being friendly.
Nah, that's creepy.
I'm just being friendly. Now grab my cock, friend.
Please.
Give me a blowjob, friend. The woman grabbed his beard and dragged him to the door. As she tried to throw him out, he allegedly grabbed the woman's throat. Throat rip. Nice.
Somebody's been watching MacGruber.
Okay. She picked up a tape measure and bonked it against the neighbor's head 3 times, and then he left.
Okay. That's still like,
dude.
Really, dude?
The woman
said, I wonder if he was drunk or something.
Probably.
Hopefully.
The woman said she found the neighbor's black shorts on her DVD player in her living room. She threw them outside at the neighbor, who was sitting on her deck, crying. Police noted he had been drinking prior
Called
to the
it.
Incident.
Alcohol.
Fucking A. Prosecutors charged him, Lawrence K. Saunders, with burglary, sexual misconduct, and two counts of being a weird, creepy, bearded fuck.
And looking kind of like the Crypt Creeper in his younger days.
Yeah, Crypt Creeper. Yeah.
The Creepy Creeper.
In his younger days.
Or whatever he does. Man. It's so creepy.
Amazing.
Before he got all green and shit.
Yeah, back when he was like brown.
Demon Knight Crypt Creeper.
Yeah, Demon Knight Creeper. Sure. Mm-hmm. Dude, that good was old one days. Of the best ones.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, anything else? Any stories, anything interesting happened to you lately? Last couple days since we last talked on Monday?
Something really quick, yeah. We tore the floor up in the house and remodeling.
Yeah?
Found some newspapers from 1937.
No shit.
Local newspaper,
any
yeah.
Any Playboys from that year?
Nope, just the 99.
Just the ones we had, right.
Just the 90 ones 91. In the bathroom there, yeah. But anyway, yeah, some interesting articles in there. We saved them.
Do you have them? I'd really be
not
interested
here.
To see those.
Right?
Not here,
can you bring
no.
them home?
Yeah, maybe.
If you can. I would just like to see it just for my own.
Yeah,
they're,
no kidding.
They're pretty
I'd
sweet.
Like to see
there's an article in there about J. Edgar Hoover's son getting married.
Nice, nice. There's wish him the best of luck.
Yep. The fatality count for July 4th
right.
nationwide was 308.
Of course.
Wow.
Two locally.
That's awesome because mm-hmm. we do stories, you know, here after the 4th about that shit happening. It's good to see that even back then, you know, people were fucking themselves up with fire.
You know how much a pair of tennis shoes cost?
Probably a dollar.
99 cents. That's
really?
Right.
Oh, man.
And that, my
friends.
You
gotta get those. I want to see that newspaper.
That's why it's called the good old days.
You should
days.
See the swimsuit ad.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
Great. Bush. Great. oh, fuck. All right.
That's cool.
Daniel, anything?
No, I'm pretty good.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, if you guys, like I said, if you're sick of the ads or anything, $10 a month is what it costs to remove those. We'll get a pro account, thejamhole.com/donate. If you like the show, help us pay the server costs. All this stuff comes out of our pocket because, hey, we're not trying to make this our source of income.
Yeah, I got we a actually job. Do have
hey,
day jobs.
We got jobs. That's cool, man. Times
and
ain't
we're
tough.
Cool.
I'll
cool
tell you what.
It.
I've never been a waiter. So, the jam, I'm just kidding. Come on. It's all fun. Thejamhole.com/donate. If you enjoy the show, definitely help us keep it alive and nice and fast and help us pay for some bills. Email info@thejamhole.com, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. You can text me, 406-848-1739 if you'd like to say hi or whatever. Remember, September 18th, next week, coming up. We're doing a little live hip-hop show at the Roach Market that's going to be at Smokers Friendly.
I'm so excited.
I know. It's going to be fun. I'm excited to perform Hit That Shit.
Yeah, dude. I can't
sure.
wait.
It's going
to
be a good time. We're going
to
do a live podcast for the Hot Box, our weed podcast, hotboxpodcast.com/Roach Market. Check out all the infos there. It's going to be September 18th. And then September 23rd and 24th, we're going camping with everyone. The Jam Hole 404 camping trip brought to you by Sean.
That's right.
He's planning that out. It's looking like about $20 a night for the cabin for everybody. Each person pitch in, and we'll get this cabin. It's going to be a blast. I'm very excited. We're going to have lots of weed, lots of booze. Oh, it's going to be great. So thejamhole.com/404, the info for the live show, which is Saturday, September 25th at Anna's, like it is last year. It's up there, all the info, and make sure you are a member of the Facebook group, thejamhole.com/Facebook. Join up there if you're not already, and RSVP if you're coming camping and or for the live show. And it's going to be great.
It's going to be a
fucking blast.
I'm
very excited. If you want to see the first annual live show, that only happened because of God's good graces. And when I say God, I mean Keith. Thank you for making us do a live show and
yes.
telling Thank us how you. To how to do sure. that.
You're a good friend.
It. You're a good friend. My best friend.
Probably.
He's my best friend.
I'd have to say.
I'm his biggest fan. He's my best friend.
You have a lot of pictures of him in your room. I've seen that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, you know.
Hey, it's an obsession. What can I say? When you do something, it's worth doing right. So
friendship's
yeah.
important, you know.
That's right.
Especially best friends. Friendship.
Fucking A. Especially your
well,
best friend.
Okay.
So, anyway. Yeah, all the info is at thejamhole.com. If there's anything you want to see, it's all up there. Just check out the site, roam around, click around the About Us page. There's a form if you want to contact us, or like I said, email info@thejamhole.com. And we'll get that. If you have anything you'd like to say, leave a comment for each particular episode. That's kind of our forums of sorts. Or in the Facebook group. So join up. Yeah, RSVP September 25th. It's going down. and it's going to be great. And yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you want to see what the first one was, thejamhole.com/250, you can watch the trailer for free, or $5 will get you the whole live show.
This is going to be epic, guys.
This is going to be very epic. I mean,
you're
going to
come party with real life web celebrities, and rappers.
And I'm a maniac, so you don't know what'll happen.
And I'm a dumbass drunk, so that's just entertainment.
I might forget to wear clothes.
I might let somebody on fire.
That's right. We might.
Just first don't light me on fire.
Hey,
okay.
First one to pass out. Camping trip.
All right.
Burn that motherfucker down.
I'm sleeping in my car.
Remember.
Yeah, we are wannabe rappers.
You know what? Just remember, never fuck with the first person to pass out. You know why? Because they're usually the first to wake up.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah, thejamhole.com/music. Check out, we got 14 tracks up there for free. You guys can enjoy the music we've been making. My personal favorites, Autobiography, Hit That Shit, Do It Like Us. Check those out. This Is Entertainment, also good. What Do I Know, also good. They're all good. They're all fucking brilliant. We're fucking brilliant. Bully. Thank you guys. And we'll talk to you on Friday.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.